some conceptual folk, this time on Culture File in our latest conversation from the fields at the end of the road. Performing and speaking at this year's festival was Dr. Angeline Morrison, academic and musician. Her latest album is The Sorrow Songs, Folk Songs of the Black British Experience. It's a collection of brand new folk songs reflecting and recovering experiences of historical people from the African diaspora in the British Isles, reimagined and written by Angeline Morrison. Her live set is a mixture of storytelling and song, in which she introduces her research and sings the songs it inspires. She spoke to Culturefile about hidden figures in the British folk song.
Hide yourself, daughter dear, can you find your way round in the dark?
Hi, I'm Angeline Morrison.
They think that we've taken their houses, and they think that we've taken their work. Bar the door, my husband dear, can you barricade?
Tell us a little bit about the Sorrow Songs and where the songs come from, because there's something quite extraordinary about these songs in that you're trying to maybe insert something into the tradition that should be there or is there and buried.
That's a very good description. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to do. So the full title of the record is The Sorrow Songs, Folk Songs of Black British Experience.
They've chased young Charles Wooden to the Mersey's edge, throwing stones at the lad till he drowned. Oh, this cruel world war has left all of
us. The concept is that we've had in Britain a historic black presence that goes back to at least Roman times. So that's over 2,000 years of historic black presence, and that's only as far as we have evidence for. But these people, these black ancestors, don't seem to be very easy to find in the folk and traditional songs of Britain. So that's really what I was trying to do with this album. What I wanted to do was to research and find real stories of real black people, black ancestors who really did live in Britain, and then story their narratives into song where the sonic landscape sounded as though they might be, as though it might be part of a folk and traditional sound.
Black John makes the garden grow, bloom and blossom flourish in this land a seed did sow that never now shall perish.
You had, I mean, previously found there were some kind of references to the African diaspora in English folk songs, but there were few and far between.
Well, there are more than you might think, actually, but the problem with the ones that I found, and I should say my research is ongoing with this, I haven't finished by any means, and I was lucky enough to get an Alan James creative bursary from the English Folk Dance and Song Society, so that meant I spent a week at the Vaughan Williams Memorial Library at Cecil Sharp House, and I was funded to spend a week researching exactly this. So I did find quite a lot of songs with references to black characters, but the problem was that the majority of those songs were not songs that I would want to sing or, you know, wouldn't want them to be revived in the tradition, because a lot of them contained very negative stereotyping, and a lot of them were really brutal for me to read as a black person, and I certainly wouldn't want to sing them or to encourage other people to sing them at all. I recently found one that that I've inserted into my live set called The Black's Lamentation, or The Bedlam Black's Lament, and this song seems to have been popular as a broadside ballad from about the 1730s to the 1760s, and it's a tragic love story of a black man who falls in love with a white chambermaid who rejects him because he isn't white, and you know, it's a it was very popular, and we know that because it was in print for all those years. And it is believed that that song is the ancestor of the more popular song A Maid of Bedlam, or Fair Maid in Bedlam, which is sung very regularly on the trad scene at the moment.
But as we say, largely these songs didn't exist, but other than somewhere embedded in our collective unconscious. And so you decided to sort of bring them to the surface yourself.
Well, yes, I'm very into the concept of the collective unconscious. So yeah, that's what I wanted to do, was to bring them to the surface. And actually, I feel like there's no possible way that these songs could not have been there in some form, because humans are song-making creatures, and wherever we go in the world, and humans, you know, the history of humanity is one of travel around the planet, isn't it? So wherever we go in the world, we bring songs, we make songs, we share songs.
Oh, my brown arms, they are sad and empty. Oh, where, oh, where is my little son? He's stolen away by English slavers.
So what you've done is you've created these songs. One of the first ones on the album is a song to a person who is lost, and you're this person, you're fully recovering, you're giving them a life.
Yeah, you could say that, couldn't you? We don't know anything about this child. All we know is that in 1830, when a ship that was carrying lots of very luxurious items destined for sale, such as gold dust, silver dollars, ivory, that ship, it got into trouble and it ran aground off St. Martin's on the Isles of Scilly. And a lot of these goods were washed ashore, so the newspapers at the time listed what was washed ashore, and it included the body of an unknown African boy, estimated age around 8. So that was all we knew of this child. And it was so hard to read. It just broke my heart to read that, because I thought he should have been playing with his little friends. He's an 8-year-old boy. He should have just been absolutely carefree and playing. I also thought immediately, what about his mum? Can you imagine that mother when she finds out that her son isn't there anymore? And then all the other mothers in the village, wherever it is, and they all realise, well, actually, our children are missing too. And so a whole narrative formed in my head. And the song is a mother's lament. So it's a lullaby for this little boy, but also for all of the children and babies who lost their lives as a result of the transatlantic slave trade. Because there was a traffic in children and babies, but it's also a song of collective grieving and mourning for the mothers.
Cradle my son for me.
Angeline Morrison there, and her album, The Sorrow Songs, Folk Songs of Black British Experience, is available from Topic Records.